Hot 91's All Things Property with Direct Collective.
You're on All Things Property with Jade Harrison from Hot 91 and Mel Kaylee from Direct Collective. We've been unpacking something on air in relation to the borders, which we're going to open soon, Mel. And I kind of threw you under the bus by asking you this question because there is, you know, a bit of fear, I guess, from people at the moment with our current market. It's tough for rentals. It's tough to buy a property. We do know that the borders are going to open in the very short term. And the repercussions of that, we're unknown. Now, you know, you talk about the conversations at barbecues quite often because you always have that property conversation. Now, I've been talking to people about this. Some think that all good. COVID's in the past. We won't have southern buyers coming up here and trying to move and live here anymore. That shift is gone. Everything's going to be okay. Then on the flip side, you have people going, oh, no, brace yourself. They're moving up here. It's a big question. It's going to put a lot of impact on this property market. What's your thoughts?
So there's two things to understand. First one is how we got here, and then what the likely impact of COVID is on people in general. And then maybe we can pull those both together to talk about what's likely to happen on the Sunshine Coast. So if we look at what's happened, the initial part of this market and the rise in the market had nothing to do with anyone else, or really COVID for that matter. It was a set of circumstances that were already brewing. So big picture, across Australia, the level of supply had declined through macroprudential regulation. So what that means is where people like APRA and the Reserve Bank and other people were doing things to rein in the big banks and to create change and competition in the market. So between 2016 and 2019, all of these constraints had a big impact on what people could buy and then creating new stock, and especially investors. So I don't know if you remember the...
I do,
The only 30% of lending from banks could go to investors. So, you know, whether it wanted to be 40% or not, it's kind of irrelevant. So that had a big impact. On the Sunshine Coast, we've been undersupplying the market for years. Since 2011 is really when that started, and we had 1 year. We were almost caught up for that 1 year, but essentially this gap has been growing, and at the moment it's growing exponentially. So what that means is that there's just hasn't been enough new properties created for the demand that was already here and or for the demand of people that have been coming, and especially didn't account for the increasing in demand that was already on the cards with the growth of the Sunshine Coast pre-COVID. So all of that has now been amplified by COVID. All of that was happening anyway. There's not enough property. We're going to have to fight for it. It's just now heightened because of the demand from foreign. We shouldn't call the Mexicans foreign. Oh, Mexicans. So the demand is increasing from the southern states particularly. But it's also from other areas in Queensland for people looking for investment properties, understanding that we haven't got enough here, that yields are good, but also the move that's happening. So if you look at the forecast number of people coming, you know, about 8,000 a year. We've been getting about 9,000 and growing. But into June, the end of June in 2021, June 30, 2021, the estimated resident population grew by almost 15,000 people, almost double. And that's through lockdown.
Okay, so that's doubled. Alarm bells are sort of ringing here. So will there be a correction, or is that just an indication of what's to come?
So that then takes us to what's likely to happen as a result of COVID. And so there's a lot of discussion about a return to normal. And in economics terms, there's a lot of things where they look at and they talk about this return to mean or return to normal where, you know, we've had a little bit of a blip, but this is what life normally looks like. That doesn't apply when there's a structural shift. So if you look at even what's happening on the Sunshine Coast economically and all the new opportunities that have been created, it's growing exponentially because of opportunities creating opportunities. So if you were trying to map this, you know, you would have had a very low ramp up until the last few years, and now it's going almost vertical. And that is very similar to what's happening with population. And so because there's a structural shift. So that low type of growth and low economic expansion, that's unlikely to be our future for the foreseeable future. So that's what we've got to start thinking about COVID is how are people going to respond to this? There's some great work out there by lots of people, and Bernard Salt included. He talks about what's going to happen and what he believes the lifestyle will look like for people. And one of the key aspects of that is the CBD model didn't work. So people are going to look for the 20-minute city. So what can I get within 20 minutes of where I live, and how can I access that amenity and lifestyle? And the reality is there is one city in the country where the whole master planned community and master plan communities within that and master plans within those communities is being designed to create essentially that 20-minute city that he's talking about. And that it happens to be the best lifestyle location in the country, which is the Sunshine Coast. And so there is an attractiveness here in both business opportunity and lifestyle opportunity and what people are seeking post-COVID. But there's also this important discussion to understand is that through every global pandemic, every global crisis, on the other side of that, there is a period of prosperity that's created by a period of freedom and release and joy. You know, think of the Roaring Twenties after World War One, and you know, there's plenty of those. So think about the '50s, and you know, so there's plenty of these times through history where we can reference that. So there's a common thinking now that suggests that we're going to see this great time of prosperity globally, but particularly here in Australia, and there's a lot of talk around freedom already, and people are like, oh, the relief. But people respond slowly to positive stimulus and overreact very quickly to negative. And what's happened in a lot of areas, which is hard for us to appreciate here on the Sunshine Coast, is this really diminished lifestyle that people have lived for the last 2 years, and they want to be free of them. Some of them want to be free of the memory of that. So it's not like they're going to go, oh, the borders are open, it's life back to normal. It's about, what if this happens again? You know, and everyone says it can happen again. Delta is going to be out there. And so what's going to happen? And, you know, so there's still all of these questions. So we've still got another year or so of really coming to terms with that. But people now can move. People now can relocate. And how we do business is changing as well. So there's a whole range of factors on a global and a national scale that suggests we're going to change how we live and how we want to live. And one of the most attractive propositions is the Sunshine Coast, but we're also presenting brand new job opportunities and lifestyle opportunities. And so we were always getting more people coming here than anywhere else in the country. So, and I'll explain that in a second, but it's just important to understand that there is plenty of research and anecdotal evidence out there now to suggest that we're going for a new normal. We don't yet know what that is. It's likely to be a happy and prosperous time, but there's a big shift coming.
And is there a direct correlation? It sounds to me like there is a direct correlation, obviously, between the growth that you're talking about and the population increase. Yeah, obviously. So, okay, so just to strip this back again, you said that up until June 30, there was 15,000, almost double, that moved to the region in that particular time, which I guess wasn't forecast at all.
No.
And I guess you can, again, make that correlation between what's happening with our property market and supply demand and all those sorts of things. So this border opening within, let's just say, the next few months, I know there's a little uncertainty around that. It's happening in the short term. What's the 12 months after that, in your opinion, what do you think we will see to the property market? Will it continue on the trajectory that we have been experiencing? Or do you think there will be a plateau? What's your opinion? I know it's a big call, but...
Yeah, so when you look at the Sunshine Coast, bringing those two factors together of a massive undersupply of property, that we've had high population growth. Just to understand that, you know, if you look at rough numbers, you know, Logan and the Sunshine Coast looks about the same. But we're talking 5,000-6,000 people difference, which is a lot of housing in that have migrated. So Logan, for example, is a lot of births and a lot of international migration, whereas the Sunshine Coast is 70% of the growth is actual people moving here. So the Gold Coast, which is twice our size, we have net more people migrate here than the Gold Coast. So when you think about 90% of people across the country are suggesting that in the next 2 years they're moving to Queensland, and the highest percentage of those are likely to come to the Sunshine Coast based on all the historical trends, but also what we're seeing anecdotally now. So what that means then is that high population growth rate, which is well in excess of anything that's been planned for, which, as we've discussed in prior discussions, that it wasn't enough the forecasts weren't enough to create the properties that we needed. So we've undersupplied the market.
Massive backlog.
Yep. Mm. It's still growing now. And so now we're saying it's going to be a lot more than that. So even just so that return to mean thing we talked about, we'd literally need to have negative growth for a number of years just to get back to normal. So that's unlikely to happen. So we've got this compounding problem of an undersupply with higher numbers likely to come for a protracted period of time. So from a broad picture perspective, and we will hear in the headlines about the market's likely to plateau, and that's could happen from 23 to 24. So we've still got a few years of growth. Maybe not as high as what it has been at an Australian level. And then I believe a very protracted flat period after that.
For a long time?
Yep.
I would imagine so.
The Sunshine Coast doesn't have a profile that suggests that's going to happen anytime soon, not in the next 5 years. So when you combine all those factors, we might not have the rate of growth that we've seen. It might continue. It might be higher. But it's unlikely that we're going to see the market flatten out or even reduce. So what that means is it's only going to get harder and less affordable unless we can dramatically change supply in the short term, which is almost impossible.
Well, it is in such a short term. It's quite a scary thought, actually. I guess, we welcome your insight into this, and I guess it's a bit of a sit back and see what happens. It is going to happen soon. So it sounds like to me, once those borders open, we should brace ourselves.
Yes, we should.
Mel, thanks for the bad news. No, just kidding. Look, it is really good to get into your wisdom here with this particular topic. It is top of mind for a lot of people. We know that, it's going to happen. We're unsure what will happen as a result. We want to stay, live, play and work on the Sunshine Coast. Really important, but really good message there. If you've got any questions that you want Mel and I to discuss, make sure you get in touch with us. We can cover it quite in depth here on this extended chat, all things property at hot91.com.au. Thanks for coming in, Mel.
My pleasure. Thank you.
For more on Hot 91's All Things Property with Direct Collective, head to hot91.com.au.